From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Elsa.
You don't really look like an Elsa to me.
I think I do.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of The Lost Podcast.
German. I have German blood.
And holy crap, what a reveal at the end of this episode.
I think it was, I actually said something else, but since we don't do that.
Yeah, now, we're a PG rated
so
show.
I can't say
those words, but oh my
like,
God.
I was like, what the heck is going on here?
Oh, it's just like, it's so, that's got to be like one of the craziest endings in Lost ever, I think. That's got to be a top five ending of Lost. Top 10.
Well,
I'll
you
put
did,
top 10.
Well,
ending.
Actually, you kind of called it halfway through.
I did call it.
And I looked at you like, shut up.
But who finally, me. Yeah. I've called so much stuff so far. Maybe the fourth season will be the season of Jay.
It could be.
That's my prediction.
It could be the season of Jay.
Because I called that it was going to be Hurley's episode when I saw the car. I called that it was going to be a polar bear.
Yeah, you did call a polar bear.
I called something else in this episode. I called Hurley again.
Yeah.
Something else. And I called Ben. It's the season of Jay.
So it took you four seasons and what, 40, what, 50, 60, whatever, how many episodes?
48. Well, I don't know.
More than 48 because they had 22. Yeah. Well, whatever. We're not going
to
do math.
Whatever they count, man. We're told we didn't have to do math on this podcast.
No one told me at the beginning.
But say, four seasons finally, it's the season of Jay so far.
Because you started taking a chance. You're really not taking any chances. Because your Mobisodes picks during the summer were horrible.
It's a Mobisode. All right, but enough of that. We're going to get to our recap today. Lots of great listener feedback. And Jack's Crackpot Theory of the Week.
Which I think is going to be okay.
Okay. Do we have any questions answered from the thing, too?
There were no questions answered.
Okay, so we have to worry about that segment. Yeah. But before we get into anything today, if you'd like to buy a Jay and Jack t-shirt and or hoodie, click the link right now in the AAC feed or check out shopsaminate.com or check out our website for a link at jayandjack.com.
But I did want to talk about something, though.
At the end?
At the contest.
About the contest?
Yeah.
We'll save it for the end.
Yeah, that's why.
Also, if you'd like to help us out with our sponsorship endeavors, you can click the link right now in the AAC feed for our Wizard Media survey, or you can check it out on janejack.com, big link at the top of the page. It's going really good so far. Thank you for everyone who's done it, and thank you for those of you who are going to go and check it out. Helping us a lot. All right, so, Jack, are you ready to get into this episode?
Okay.
Okay. Don't seem very excited.
I'm always excited.
Oh, okay. I just didn't really feel it.
It's the new me.
Last recap.
Laid back.
Here we go.
Last recap. Last recap. Last recap.
All right, it's last recap
weekend
time. And we had a new episode, The Economist.
Yes.
Side-centric and my... Woo.
Starring Donald
just
Trump.
Keep getting better. What?
Starring Donald Trump.
The Economist.
You're fired.
This one starts out with Saeed praying as Miles is kind of still arguing with Jack and Juliet.
Which is a shock.
About, you know, looking for Ben and how they're going to get him. And he said, you know, he was sent here to find him. I didn't ask many questions. The way they're paying me, I have to know I have to get
they're
him.
They're paying
again.
Me a lot of money. Yeah. What do I care?
Exactly. Then Saeed kind of walks over to Naomi's dead body and... He closed her eyes because her eyes were still open.
Yes.
And he looks at a bracelet that he finds.
Right.
And what does that bracelet say?
It says, I'll always be with you, RG.
RG.
Now, who do we know?
RG, like an abbreviation.
Yeah, so who do we know has RG? And we're thinking, and the only one I can think of is Rose.
But she's not, G is not in her name anywhere.
Rose has not been telling the truth from the start, so it could be her, some code name.
What? You're always trying to throw Rose under the bus.
Rose cannot be trusted. When are you going to learn?
Gosh.
Rose.
Poor person.
Rose Gerard.
Rose
Goodwin.
Jack's saying, you know, Locke's got Ben and Charlotte. That's who you need to go to. And so then Miles like, oh, let's go find him. And basically, Saeed then says, you know, he'll go get her if you let me get on the helicopter.
Saeed can bring her back.
Exactly. And he says, all right, if you bring her back safe and sound, you got your seat on a helicopter. Go back to the ship.
Yep.
Which seems to be Saeed's mission. He seems to come out of nowhere with his mission.
And what was with the Band-Aid on Frank's head? It was all dirty. The Band-Aid, if you look at his head, it was already dirty.
Uh-huh.
Don't they have any clean Band-Aids there?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he's just a dirty guy. He looked kind of dirty.
Well, I understand that, but Juliet was cleaning the wound in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Would she put a, clean the wound and then put a dirty Band-Aid on his head?
Oh, that, come on, man. It's not cool.
Like a used Band-Aid? That's all I have is a used Band-Aid. Here you go.
We then go into a flashback or flash forward. We don't know for sure yet. We have Saeed golfing. And was it in France?
I don't know. The guy actually spoke. He sounded like he was Italian.
Italian? Huh.
Man, I don't know where it Europe. Was.
We said he was going to Benham Euros.
It looked like a golf course on Hawaii.
Well, that's probably where they shot it.
Looked awful green to me. That or Scott.
Saeed's golfing, and a man comes up, and he says, I'd use the 5-iron.
Yes.
And so I said, I like the 7.
Yep.
And he says, well, I'll wager you 50 euro that mine will be yours.
And Saeed said, gambling? There's no gambling at Bushwood, sir. Besides, I never slice.
No, he ups the ante to 100 euro. And he says, so then they're kind of having a conversation as they're setting this up. And he's like, you know, what do you do? And he goes, I do nothing. And he goes, well, that's kind of tough for, you know, an expensive place like this to do nothing. He goes, oh, I've been living on a large settlement. I'm Saeed Jarrah. I'm one of the Oceanic Six.
Uh-oh.
So now we know that we are in a flash forward.
Yeah.
And Saeed Jarrah is one of the Oceanic Six.
Yep.
And the guy gets pretty nervous.
Yes. He's like, okay,
shaky. which I don't know why the Oceanic Six people would scare him that much, but we'll find out later.
There's something going on.
So then Saeed takes his swing. Would you call it a swing? I'm not into golfing terminology. Swing. Is that a swing? I kind of was like a...
It wasn't putting, so it was a swing.
So then he does pretty good. But then the guy swings with his 5-iron, correct? And yes. He gets closer. And Saeed goes, oh, well, you were right. You beat me. Let me go get you your money. He goes, no, it's okay.
No, it's cool.
Don't worry about it.
It's cool.
He tries to bail out nervously. And then Saeed says, I insist, Mr. Avenue, or however. Was it Avenue or Avenue?
Avenue. I didn't write it down. Oh. I counted on you to write it down.
I did, but I couldn't like make it out. I was like, Avenue. And then he pulls out a gun and shoots him.
And he's on a golf course, one shot, hole in one. Right? You think that was what the intention was?
Oh, that's awful.
What was one shot, hole in one?
He shoots this man and puts his gun back in the bag and walks off.
It must be a slow golf. It must be a slow day at the golf course.
Yeah,
you shoot a guy right out in the open of a golf course and just walks away like. Hmm.
So that's shocking. What the heck? So he's a hitman now or something?
I had no idea what was going on. There.
why don't he just use his legs? That's what he says later on. Some breakdance moves. I think that'd be more efficient.
That's too much work.
Okay, you're right.
Then you don't have the whole hole in one on a golf course.
The joke is lost,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Okay. What would I have done then?
We then come back and we're, I guess, back still in Saeed's flash forward. He's in a restaurant in Germany, Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And he sits down this table with this fine looking young lady. That we find out her name is Elsa.
Yes.
And he kind of has this conversation for her, asking her to find this place. And she tells him.
He's pretty smooth.
He's a smooth. You know what it is? It's he straightened his hair.
Is that what it is? Because he never seems smooth on the island.
Because my mom, your wife, was like, I really like him with the straight hair. She was like,
ouch.
All over him like Sawyer.
I got tossed aside again.
Yeah, once again, you're just tossed aside. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jack.
That's all right.
When
you don't have hair to straighten, I mean, what can you do? Straighten my scalp.
But having a conversation, he says, I'm a headhunter. And he goes, corporate recruiter.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Mm. And she goes, I work for an economist.
Yes.
The economist, maybe?
Yes.
I only have to really do anything, you know, once, twice a year, he pages me and I shop for him.
What was with that pager?
Pretty easy job.
How big was that pager?
See, that was like 94 pager.
Who still uses a pager?
I guess the economist does.
Yeah.
Because he's an economist, he doesn't like spending money, so he still uses the old technology.
That's true.
20 years ago.
I need the 40-pound pager.
And she goes, you know, don't I know you from somewhere? And he goes, I'll tell you. When I take you out to dinner later on.
Yes.
Take you out to dinner. I'm like, he's a smooth man.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Way to go, Saeed.
So Saeed gets a date and says, okay, you're going to meet me here at 8 o'clock.
If you can find it.
I was just going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
8 o'clock.
If you can find it. So now she's questioning Saeed, you know, because, you know, he's not the best soldier in the world.
So then he's kind of leaving the place. It's kind of snowing out towards the snow on the ground. And he calls on his cell phone. He says, I made contact. So is this his new hit?
I guess, and it's a cell phone you can only use once.
It's a disposable cell
phone. Yeah, you can only use it once, and then you have to throw it away. Which is good for the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You watch a big pile of cell phones and landfills.
We then go to back out of the flash forward to Saeed, who is rummaging through the backpacks, and he finds the Penny and Desmond picture.
Yeah.
He asks, who is this? She was after Desmond. Naomi was looking for Desmond. And then
Jack says, that's my stepsister.
Why?
Was the theory I had a long time ago.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. It was so terrible.
It did lead to almost being right.
And then Juliet offers to go get Desmond, and Kate's kind of like,
She goes, anything to help.
Yeah,
and Kate goes,
anything to help.
Can you see Kate just shooting her, eventually just going, oops, I'm sorry, Jack.
I think you're setting up the biggest cat fight in the history of cat fights on television.
Because you think they might start getting ratings, along probably. A little bit, but
yeah,
there's just nothing going on there.
Once she kissed him, over.
That's true.
That quadrangle.
Yeah.
It's too much. Saeed then said he will go get Locke. Because Jack's asking me, sure you want to do this alone? It says, last time you confronted Locke, you pulled a gun to him and pulled the trigger.
Yes, he's saying there'll be bloodshed.
That's not good diplomacy.
So the torturer is telling the surgeon, no, you don't have the right approach to handling people. I just thought that was ironic. Here's one that heals people, here's one that kills people, but the guy that kills people is telling the heal.
Well, he's saying people. Jack's too emotional.
Yeah, he has too much invested into it.
And then Miles goes, where are you going to go without me? Typical jerk Miles. And I says, I didn't expect to go without you. He's like,
And as we Miles find out, he really wanted to bring him.
Mm-hmm.
He had a plan the whole time.
Using his noggin. All right, we then go to Locke and crew, who are kind of journeying through the jungle after where we last left and where Ben said he has a man on their boat. And Sawyer wants to blow off Ben's toes in order to get
little
the information
piggy.
Out of him.
Let's blow off the little piggy that went to the market.
Then we'll move on to the roast beef.
Do you see Danielle's face? If you go back and watch her face, she is listening to the conversation. I think, I'm going to tell you right now, she's still working for Ben.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Mm. I don't know.
I'm just telling you, don't be shocked if you find that. Don't go have one of those, oh my God, when I've just now told you that's what's going on.
Locke says, no, because then we'll have to carry him.
Yeah.
Then Locke kind of stops, and he kind of seems to be looking for the cabin, where the cabin might have been. He looks down, he sees the line, that ash line, and that was in front of the cabin, and it wasn't there. And John's kind of like, And he goes, the cabin's supposed to be here. And Ben goes, John's looking for someone to tell him what to do next.
And that was a dig at John. And now John has that, he has an insecurity thing, comes out and he goes, he doesn't like, he wants to be the leader. But
exactly.
He wants to be, when you're a leader, you have to be confident the whole time.
Yeah.
And Locke lacks that.
Yeah, he does. Well, he has too many, daddy issues.
Yeah.
So Ben already, right away, first chance he gets, he's already digging into poor John Locke. Right. And then Hurley starts to kind of show some dissension, saying, why don't we just let her go?
We don't need her. Good faith. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Locke's like, no, it'd be a thing of fool, being a fool. And
That was just Locke ganging up on a weaker person.
Yeah. To make kind of show that he's dominant.
That's the character you like.
He's
a bully.
Yeah. So he kind of says, I'm making the decisions around here, and that's what's going to happen.
I'm the head cheese. Back off.
We then go back to Kate and Jack, and Kate goes to Jack, like, it sucks being left behind, doesn't it?
That was a dig, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then Jack right away comes back and says, so does that mean I'm supposed to wait 20 minutes and follow anyway? She goes, touche.
Oh, you should have went and get captured and screw up the whole plan.
But then Jack says, you should go with him. She goes,
aren't you worried Locke will do the same thing to me they did to Naomi?
Yeah, and he goes, Sawyer won't let him.
He's like, oh, oops, ouch.
That's right, you know about that, don't you?
Sorry, you got the video, don't you?
Darn that wasn't me.
Darn internet.
It wasn't me. Then Saeed, Kate, and Miles move out to go meet up with Locke. Then Frank starts asking about Saeed.
Yeah, and that was weird.
Yeah, because it's weird if, they supposedly know about, if he said, he studied the manifest up and down.
Yeah.
And he knows, every person that was on there.
How come he didn't know anything about Saeed?
Yeah, I mean,
Saeed would be in the manifest because you don't get on a plane saying, yes, I'm Saeed Jahar.
Yeah, but torturer. I mean, the research, I don't know.
Well, there's some things that you can't get the information.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess there is things that, but so is he a diplomat? And he said he was from Iraq. He says, no, he was a torturer.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We then go back to.
I need my nails done. Well, they're a little dirty. You're looking for
Frank's nails.
Yeah.
little blood, wash him out.
Yeah.
We then go back to Saeed's flash forward, and he's making out with Elsa.
Yeah.
Saeed's ladies' man.
Yeah, he is.
Hands down, flash forward, Saeed's ladies' man.
He's got this straight hair.
I think it's what it is. He then, they're going to go to an opera, and she wants to leave her pager there. She doesn't care if he answers or not.
Well, it's too heavy.
And then Saeed says, I'll take it. I don't want you to lose your job over little old me.
Yes.
They seem kind of, intent on getting that pager.
Yeah. Maybe you wanted to download some information off it.
Maybe.
Check some old numbers.
And then Saeed says, your boss needs to start updating his technology.
Yeah, some economist,
I know.
Get up with today's standards.
So maybe it's just like shutting down any kind of theories on, why he's using an old pager. But
I don't know.
Interesting, though.
I'm still not convinced.
Memory. We then go back to Saeed, Kate, and Miles. And Saeed is asking Miles, why don't you seem to really care about Naomi or not? And he's like, I liked her. She was hot.
She had a great accent.
But
Kate's got great.
Then Miles goes, I want to know, I want to talk to this Locke. I want to know how he split up your little happy little family. And then Saeed says, there was a fundamental debate on who you guys were and if you're here to rescue us or not. He goes, what do you think? To Saeed, and he goes, I haven't decided yet.
Yes. He gets in that Saeed way.
Yeah. Or it's scary.
Yeah. Well, he's smart never to give away too much information.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what he's good at.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Then we go to Dan working on some sort of contraption, setting it up.
And they're both looking at him like, and then the... Frank's like, goes, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know half the things.
That's says. Mr. McFly over there. He's off in his own McFly. Little world.
So then he asks for the phone from Frank. And Frank seems to be kind of like a father. He's like, now what are you going to do with the phone? Don't talk to Minkowski, which seems a little weird.
Yeah, if Minkowski answers, hang up.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, now why can't they talk to Minkowski?
Or he just doesn't trust Dan McFly to talk to Minkowski.
Oh, that could be it. But why?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Maybe telling him that maybe Naomi's dead. They don't know Naomi's dead yet. Oh, they would because he gave the signal.
Yeah.
They did.
No, yeah, because remember, they didn't know he's dead. Yeah. So Minkowski.
Or maybe that what's her name is captured.
Charlotte?
Charlotte's captured.
Ah, that's true. Yeah.
Who knows what's going on.
But he uses the phone to call Regina, and he asks her to send the payload.
Right.
And Frank's like, don't worry, he does this kind of stuff all the time.
It's funny, though, they both backed up, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then, she's kind of counting down, how many, was it meters it is to the island?
I think so.
And, but then the payload doesn't come.
Yeah.
And, he goes, that's weird. And Regina goes, that's weird. And he goes, that's far more than weird.
Yes.
Maybe it went to some wormhole or something.
I don't know.
Possibly. I think I'm back to Saeed, Kate, and Miles. They get to the Othersville, and it looks empty. And it was out there. Daycare here too, and it's got the swing set.
Swing set's moving. The leaves, the trees are moving, but the bushes aren't.
Yeah. Then you kind of hear someone yelling.
Yeah.
Kind of muffled. And then they run into this one house where it's coming from. They open up the closet, and Hurley is tied up, and he says, "They left me."
Yeah.
Which, so I guess Hurley, for his dissension, Locke was left behind.
Yeah. Locke is
or
not.
Or was he?
Yeah.
We go to commercial break. We come back. Yeah, Hurley's going, Locke's gone off the reservation. He's taken Charlotte captive. He's talking to Walt.
And they go, what?
Yeah, and there's like, and Miles starts, being a jerk to Hurley.
Yeah.
And he goes, why don't you tell me something else, Tubby? And he goes, great, the ship sent another Sawyer.
Yeah, which I thought was funny.
That was a nice line. But then Hurley says, they were going to Ben's house before they left. And then I was like, Ben's house? Let's go.
Where's that at?
Yeah.
It owes me money.
I'm going to go back to Jack and Frank. They're talking Red Sox. He goes, did they really win the World Series? And Frank's
not going there.
My dad was born in the Bronx. I bleed Yankee blue. And then Jack goes,
Yankee juice, isn't it?
Yankee blue. Yankee juice, as in steroids.
Yeah.
He then goes, I can't believe it's been 100 days since I've been to a game.
Yeah.
So 100 days.
Well, it could be the off season.
Yeah. then Dan's payload comes in.
Yeah.
And there's a little missile thing that lands into the grass. He opens it up, and he has like two little clocks.
Yeah,
two little timers. And there's a 31-minute time difference. And then Dan goes, oh, no, this is not good.
Right.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Weird. But Juliet and Desmond come back. And so that's good, right?
Yeah.
Then we go back to Saeed, Hurley, Miles, and Kate. Kate actually goes into Ben's room and kind of scoping it out. Saeed goes up to kind of like a bookcase, and he kind of sees there's like little grooves on the thing. That's not hidden very well for Ben. When if there's like grooves, they're saying, oh, so he must move this out of the way, right?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would be like a Ben move. Ben would be a little smarter than that.
He'd have like something where you like pull a little lamp down. And
or the, put the candle back.
put the candle back.
That's what I was, the whole scene that I was thinking of, young Frankenstein.
But then Saeed finds, you know, a secret room, Ben's secret room, a bunch of different clothing in there, suitcases.
Tons of passports.
In the drawer, different money from different countries and different
wads
passports.
Of cash.
Yeah. And different passports for like a bunch of different countries with Ben on them. And so I guess this is like his secret room where he gets off the island and
Now, how makes himself other people. How does he get off the island?
Don't know. Maybe that was when he had the sub.
The sub didn't get him off the island.
We saw in the picture he was in an airport in the last episode. So, Kate, we go back to Kate in Ben's room. She looks under the bed and then sees Boots coming in. And Sawyer comes into the room and he kind of goes, shh. And then Kate yells anyway to Saeed. Saeed runs out. Locke has him at gunpoint.
Yep.
And they all have been duped by Hurley. Pulled out. And he says, sorry, dude.
Sorry, dude.
Commercial break. We then come back with Hurley.
Which you called, by the way.
Yes, I did. I did say, I was like, I think Hurley's, you know, going to sell him out.
I said Hurley wouldn't do that.
Has Hurley let you down?
Yep, he did. I may cry.
We then go to Hurley and Rousseau. They're taking Saeed to his prison place.
Yes.
More like the rec room. And
of course, Danielle knew exactly where to go.
Rousseau says, you know, sorry, nothing personal. And then Saeed says to Hurley, he's like, you don't have to stay so far back. I'm not going to hurt you. And Hurley goes, you know, I saw you do that break dancing where you snapped his neck.
Neck thing on the beach. Which I don't blame him.
Yeah, that was pretty hardcore. But then Saeed is put into the rec room where Jack was actually held and Kate. Actually, Kate was held there and then Jack was let in. But Ben is also in there. He says, I guess they're running out of cell space.
Yeah.
That was put us in. Then go back to Kate and Sawyer. Sawyer's kind of saying, you know, why can't, you know, he explains why he wanted to leave or didn't, went with Locke because he didn't want to leave. He wants to stay there and play house.
Well, he instead of telling her he loves her.
Yeah.
He, you know, he wants to, you know, he obviously loves her.
He wants her to stay.
Right. He's making his case.
Yeah. But she goes, how long can we play house? You know, it won't last forever. He says, well, we could try.
We could try.
We then go back to Saeed, and Locke comes in. He brings an iced tea without ice.
Iced tea without ice.
Delicious and tasty.
Can I have some of that warm iced tea?
Saeed bargains for Charlotte, saying, you know, I agree with you. I don't think these people are right, you know, here for us to rescue us. So why don't you give me Charlotte? I'll be able to go onto the boat and get some answers. And Locke goes, you know, well, Ben already says that he has a man on their boat. And Saeed says, when I start trusting him is the day I sell my soul.
Yes.
Interesting. We then go back to Saeed's flash forward. Saeed and Elsa are in bed. There was a remix of Nina Simone's Feeling Good being played over. I love Nina Simone. That's how I caught it.
Okay.
She wants to know more about him. He says, you know, when you're in love, and the L word comes out.
And then she goes, oh.
Oops, and then
I didn't want to be the first one to say that.
Saeed then kisses her.
Because, you know,
her.
If you say it and there's nothing back, you're left like, holding the bag.
You're out there.
Oh, wow.
But then he kisses her and he says, you know, I'll tell more about me. And then as he says he's going to tell her, the boss's page pages her.
How convenient. Every time that someone's going to give some information, something happens.
But so then she goes and she starts to run. She says she has to go. And then that's when Saeed, you know, puts his pants on and says, Elsa, you have to leave Berlin. Because people start asking questions about your employer. And Elsa freaks out and finds out what he was there for, why he was there. And he's there to kill her employer.
Right.
And she goes, why did you pick him as just some random person? Like, no, his name was on a list.
There we go with the list again.
Yeah.
There's that list thing again.
Yeah. And she goes, you know, he's going to kill innocent people. He's like, he's not a good person. He is not an economist.
Yes.
And she goes, who's wrote the list? It's like, it doesn't matter. And then she gets frustrated and pulls back and shoots him.
Right. In the shoulder.
Yes. And then she calls her boss and we find out that she knew the whole time. And she was planning to dupe him.
And she what cracked me up though, she said he's unarmed.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a gun. But mm-hmm. if Saeed looks over to the right, mm-hmm. the right when he's laying in bed.
Yeah.
Gun's sitting right out there in the open.
Well, I guess when you shoot somebody, you're a little excited.
I guess. I never get excited.
But so then, you know, she's saying, he didn't tell me who he was. Might as well kill him. But she says he'll bring him to the safe house. Yeah.
She's going to bring him.
Yeah. But then.
How's she going to bring a guy?
Maybe she's really strong. I don't know.
But he wouldn't say anything as he's leaving the house, you know, the hotel?
Maybe she, like, drug him or something.
Oh, okay. All right.
But then Saeed breaks the mirror, jumps for the gun that was in his pocket, and she comes out, shoots her, kills her twice, and he kind of cries.
So everyone around Saeed that he loves
dies.
But
then he looks at her arm, and she has the same bracelet as Naomi.
Yeah,
now, we get to see if there's, like, any inscription or not, but she had the same bracelet.
Same bracelet.
Hmm.
That shows you why Saeed kept looking at that bracelet.
Yep.
So.
Yep. We go back to go out of the flash forward into the chopper crew, and Desmond wants answers. You know, about why, if they knew Penelope Widmore or not.
And then it's funny when you see.
Yeah, I kind of see in their faces. They're like.
Well, Dan's face is like. Going, yeah. I better be quiet on this one. Yeah.
But they don't really give him the answer. He says, "I want to get on that helicopter. You're gonna take me on this helicopter, and I'll find him out myself."
You're making room for me, brother.
And Saeed comes back with Charlotte, but without Miles.
Yeah.
And
Frank seems fine with me.
Yeah, it's like, he goes, "You cheated." He's like, "No, I didn't." "Well, not really.
Yeah.
Did I?" And he goes, "You cheated, but good, lucky for you. I don't really like that guy. He's a pain in my butt." So Saeed brings back Charlotte, and he gets his seat on the helicopter. And then he asks Charlotte, he says, "Oh, there's another seat you want on?" He's like, "No, I'll stay here. There's too much work to do." Then he asks Dan, and Dan goes, like, no, I'll stay here. He seems kind of worried. He's like, go back through.
Yeah, go back through.
I'll stay here.
What do you think, going back to the Miles thing? That was Saeed's plan the whole time. When he didn't object to what he goes. Yeah, okay, you can come. Yeah. I'm going to trade you for Charlotte.
Yeah, exactly. But Dan doesn't want to go back through. And then Dan pulls Frank aside, and he says, "Be sure to follow the same exact bearing, no matter what."
No matter what.
It was kind of interesting. Mm. If you went a different way.
Would you talk about
did you mention Tanzania?
About how he told Kate, though, Kate wanted to stay, though.
Who? Oh, yeah, it said, you know, Kate decided to stay, and Jack was a little upset.
Okay.
Behind Saeed told Jack that. So then Saeed then says, "Well, why don't we take Naomi then, if nobody wants to come?"
Yeah.
"All right, we'll take Naomi back.
Take the meat."
Oh.
Well, that's what Miles said.
That's so mean. It sounds so removed. So then Saeed, Desmond, and Frank leave on the chopper, looking out into the ocean.
It was like
he leaves the island.
It was like the movie Platoon.
Yeah, with the choppers?
When Sheen was leaving.
But yeah, so it's kind of a stirring moment. He's leaving the island.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yes.
We then go back to his flash forward. There's an injured Saeed arrives at like a veterinarian office.
Yeah, there's some dogs.
Yeah, dogs and cages and stuff. But then a man starts to work on his injury. And, you know, he asks if she's dead, and he says yes. And he goes, "Why didn't she kill you?" He goes, "She was trying to get answers. She was trying to find out who you were." And then we find out it was Ben.
I know. I'm like going...
Ben is off the island, and he's the one... He's Saeed's hitman employer. And oh, my God.
I don't know what's more... Ben was off the island, that Saeed was working for him, or that Ben could take a bullet out of someone's arm.
So many shocking moments.
It's just like, what is going on?
Exactly.
With the show?
How in the world did it twist that Saeed is working with Ben?
I guess he sold
his soul. Or Ben, they finally found maybe Ben was telling the truth and Ben was on the right side.
Yeah, he is the good guy.
Yeah. It's just, that's incredible.
But why is Saeed going around killing these? Who is he killing? Who's on this list that he's killing?
Well, I guess we can assume if both Elsa and Naomi had the same bracelet, they're going after the people that Matthew Abaddon.
Could the economist be Widmore?
Maybe.
Charles Widmore?
Alvar Hanzo? No,
I think it might be Widmore.
Mm-hmm. It's possible. Possible. Then Ben goes, I have a new name for you. And they go, well, now they knew I'm after him. And then he says, good.
Good.
Cut to Lost. And just a great episode.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe my favorite episode of the third season so far. I mean, the first three have been so good, but this one the end was just great. And
well, the end was like
the Saeed story was great. The flash forward.
And you said he was working for Ben, and
yeah.
I'm like going, dude is crazy. No
I know
way.
It's crazy. A great episode. Just the pace is just not let up at all, and I'm really excited for season 4. What do you give this episode?
I got to give it 4 thumbs up.
I give it a gajillion stars.
Well, actually, so, I don't like to give my thumbs up when it's the side episode. Uh-huh. I'm afraid he'll break them. So I'll just give it 4 stars.
Okay, all right. That is our recap. Now let's go into what you guys thought about this episode and listener feedback. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so it's listener feedback time, and we got a lot of great calls about today's episode, The Economist. So what do you say we get into them, Jack?
I say, let's do it, sir.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Don't Call Me Veronica. How you guys doing? It's good to be back with you. Hey, I'm calling with my little theory on Lost. First of all, I'm excited, I'm geeked that there are more episodes coming. That's really good. But I've been watching this with my wife, and we've just been sort of sorting some things out. And here's my 2 cents. I think that these people that have come to the island are mad at Ben because Ben has been faking out that Dharma is still around. I think that's why there are still shipments. I think Ben's been going back. He's been working probably as a veterinarian for Dharma to try to help them understand that the Dharma people are still on the island. That's how he gets food for his people. And they found out about it. I think the guy, the African-American guy, the tall gentleman, I believe that he is a Dharma person, and he sent that team in to try to instigate new science on the island. I think that Naomi was their point person to try to get Ben, and in the process of doing all that, they're trying to reestablish their presence on the island. I think that's why Ben is mad, because he has been going off the island. He knows about this. They know about him, and he finally got found out, which is why I think he's hiring Saeed to take all these people out so he can get control back of the island. I also think the reason Saeed is doing this is because, one, all of the survivors that are currently out and about and famous, I believe that they have some bad stuff they did on the island. If people knew about it, they would be in trouble, which I think is one of the reasons that Saeed is doing what he's doing, to protect his friends there. But I also think there are some people left on the island that want to stay there. Maybe Locke is one of them. And maybe this is Ben's way of getting back to the island and getting rid of the Dharma presence that has probably taken over things in the flash forwards. So that's my 2 cents, just putting it all together. Of course, I don't know what's going on, because I actually try to stay away from TV Guide and all the spoilers. In fact, I have a theory about spoilers, and it's just this. I don't look at the spoilers until after the episode is aired, and then I try to see if the spoilers were right. And that's actually a whole lot more fun. So I'm watching Lost spoiler-free, pretty excited about it, and I hope you guys have a great night. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Gary from Ohio, and man, that Economist just ended, and I got chills seeing Ben and Saeed, and it makes you just crazy about how does he get control? How does he figure all this out? And it was kind of sudden seeing Saeed and Charlotte come over the hill and not knowing what happened there the rest of that time in the room with Locke and Saeed and Ben. But, man, is he the Economist? Yeah. Can't wait to hear you guys' take. Love the show. Rock on. Yeah.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Ben from New Jersey. Just got finished watching The Economist, and holy crap. Yeah, I don't even know what to think right now. But do you have a theory about why Saeed is working for Ben? I think Ben promised Saeed that if he kills all the people on this list, that he will go back and rescue all the people that didn't get off the island. I mean, I don't know. I guess it kind of makes sense, but who knows? All right, well, can't wait to hear the podcast, and great episode, and I'll talk to you guys later. See ya.
Hey, guys, it's Dave from New York, but I'm just going to call myself Genius now. I called you guys last week just to say that didn't it seem funny that the girl on the phone on the ship sounded exactly like Naomi? Well, now we find out that the girl on the ship is named Regina, and Naomi had a bracelet that says, "I'll always be with you, RG." So, I'm just saying, that's all. Hopefully you'll play this. Oh, and by the way, when you put together your podcast, play the volume on the calls a little louder. They're very hard to hear. Thanks. Other than that, you guys do a fantastic job, and I'm looking forward to your next cast. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jared in Chicago. Just finished watching The Economist, and wow, my faith in the show has completely been reaffirmed, but just kind of wanted to throw out a quick theory to you, see what you think. But that theory is that Elsa was the woman in Daniel's flashback. She obviously was tied, at least in my opinion, tied to the Freighter people, since she seemed to have the same bracelet as Naomi. So, yeah, go ahead, pick it apart if you want. Tell me what you think, and great show, guys. Keep it up, and namaste.
All right. Thank you for those calls. First up, we have Don't Call Me Veronica.
He's back.
He's back, and they are mad at Ben for keeping up the Dharma Initiative fake-wise. That's why they're after Ben. Do you think that's true?
That could be it. You never know.
Yeah, I think it's a possibility. But I don't know. I don't know if they're...
Someone's mad at Ben. We know Miles is mad at Ben, but Miles is mad at everybody.
Well, they're mad at him if they're sending this, you know, little SWAT force team to go get him.
Yeah.
Aside, so... There's definitely, he definitely ticked off some people.
Yeah.
Next up we have
Gary. He tends to do that though, and I don't think he cares.
Gary, how does Ben get control?
Well, that's what he's great at. He has all the information on people. He knows their backstory. He knows their history. He knows what button, look with Locke. He knows exactly what button to push with Locke. Mm-hmm. He does it all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
Even James Sawyer, he knows how to push his buttons.
Yep.
He's the master. He's the puppet master. He's pulling all the strings.
Ben, the reason why he kills people on the little side is that Ben will free people on the island.
You never know. That could be it. There has to be there's got to be a reason behind it.
Yeah.
You know, if Ben does have that power to go back to the island, or if he's ever left the island, who knows? That could be it.
Yeah, I think it's a good possibility. Dave, RG stands for Regina.
Yeah, I could get
with
that.
That's a good candidate.
Who knows? That makes sense to me.
It's not Rose, I guess, in that case.
I still think it's Rose, but you can't have too many crackpot theories out there at once. So sometimes you got to go. Right. You know, once in a while, you go with someone else.
Okay.
It's probably still Rose though. Rose Johnson. Rose.
Well, it's a G.
Rose Jacob. Oh, it's a G. Okay.
No,
Rose.
G.
That wouldn't work. Rose. What am I thinking? Rose. Goodwin.
You lose. I know. That was your last. Jared says Elsa was the girl in Daniel's flashback. I mean, he's going, why are you so upset?
Could be, but I still think it's Charlotte.
All right.
If I went with Elsa, then I would be wrong. So you got to stick with what you can't give up on your theories. You got to stick with them till the end.
That's fair enough. All right, let's get the next set of calls here. We got one from Justin, John, Amy, Dan, and Todd. So we say we get into those right now.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Justin from New Jersey. I just got finished watching The Economist. Great episode. Great twist at the end, too. I didn't see that one coming. Just had a little theory. Maybe, the mystery man in the coffin could be Saeed. It's someone Kate and Jack both know. And there seems to be a hell of a lot of betrayal there if Saeed's working for Ben in the future. We don't really know where in the future this episode took place. Maybe there's clues in there to tell you when. I didn't really notice any. But maybe Saeed's the one in the coffin. And that's my theory. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is John from New York. First, what an amazing episode. My heart was pounding the whole time. I can't wait for more. I can barely wait for next week. It was probably my favorite of the first two episodes. I want to put one theory out there. It's that the employer of the girl that Saeed killed was the African-American guy who originally sent Naomi and that crew to the island to find Ben. I think he's still alive and still hunting for them. All right. Also, thanks for the podcast. It's awesome. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Vivian from New Jersey, and I'd like to pose my crackpot theory, which is anyone who is off the island and has a beard wants to go back to the island. So as long as Kate can't grow a beard, she'll never want to go back to the island.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Dan from Harrisburg. I'm just calling in about the most recent episode, The Economist. Wow, what a great episode. It had a little bit of everything, and I like the surprise ending, seeing good old Ben working with Saeed. I kind of suspected it about midway through the episode, but still excellent. Now, as for the other things, like the initials on the bracelet, who that could be, I don't know. They showed it to us. Apparently, it's someone important. The other thing that comes to mind is that Saeed's out killing, in this flashback, Saeed's out killing these people that were connected to this program or whatever. Could the whole father thing come into that, and they're killing off the people that got these people to the island? I don't know. It's just, there's so many questions, and I'm just, like, all trying to put it down. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this episode. And as always, guys, I love your show. Keep up the good work.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Tom from Minnesota. Love your podcast, and I just watched the episode The Economist, and I called that when Ben was looking at Saeed's bullet wound at the end of the episode. So, okay, I have a theory. When Ben said something along the lines that you want your friends to be safe, don't you? I think that he has everyone who was not on the Oceanic Six on the island, like, monitored or something, so that he can get what he wants. So, I don't know. That is my crackpot theory, and I am sticking to it. Thanks.
All right, thank you for those calls. We had Justin. We actually had a lot of calls like this, thinking that the man or the person in the coffin is Saeed.
Yeah, we had about four or five calls in a row that was,
yeah,
it was funny, Saeed. I'm going to say no.
I agree with you on that one.
I don't think it is. But like we said before, the writers, they got to be loving this. That, you know, cause we get emails all the time. You know, we had, I think, four mm-hmm. or five today alone that were a different person who's in the coffin. I wouldn't answer till the final episode. I would just mess with the public.
Yeah, I'd wait till the final, or just the final season in general. But yeah, definitely.
Just keep people guessing, keep them into the show.
John thinks The Economist is Matthew Avedon. I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. Mm-mm. I don't think so either, but it you never know.
But I think it leaves more mystery onto who really is the economist, and maybe we'll find that out.
Maybe Ben's the economist.
Ooh.
Maybe Ben's playing both sides of the fence.
That'd be a nice situation.
You never know, because he didn't
twist.
Because I was thinking the whole time that Ben was the economist, and then you see the ending, you go, But Ben can't be trusted, or can he be trusted?
Exactly.
They always keep you guessing about Ben, so
yeah. Amy, anyone with a beard and a flash forward wants to get back to the island.
That is true.
and then said that's why Kate doesn't want to get back. So,
well, maybe we'll see Kate in a beard. She was wearing a lot of makeup that last time, so
that's going to be like
could have been some cover up there.
Kate grows some whiskers, and it's like, I need to go back. I need to go back.
The island will heal me.
I left my Nair over there.
Yeah, that could be it. Hey, you're not picking on Kate, are you?
No, not at all. No,
I don't want anyone picking on Kate, or I'll send Saeed after you.
Look how defensive you are.
Hey.
Dan says, are they going to start killing off the fathers? Because Saeed seems to be killing people that it's associated with. How they were there. Maybe, are they going to kill the fathers?
Well, you wouldn't send Saeed, you'd send Kate.
Ah, she seems to already have experience.
Yeah, she has experience doing that.
That is very true. But I don't know. I mean, we don't really know why he's killing him. He's maybe just killing the people that, you know, try to get Ben. But we'll just have to see, right?
Yeah.
Todd, last but not least, he thinks Ben has everyone on the Oceanic Six hostage. That isn't the Oceanic Six hostage on the island. And that's why Saeed's doing what he's doing. What do you think about that?
That could be right. You never know. Ben, like I said, he is the puppet master. He pulls the strings. He has, you know, evidence and dirt. There's a secret they're keeping, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, never know.
I don't know about that one so much. It seems kind of a big, huge, grand scheme if that's the case, right?
It does, but there's something going on, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
I guess maybe we'll find out shortly.
I know, hopefully, right? But probably not.
No.
All
right,
Jack. Well,
at least the writer strike's over, and we're going to get 5 more episodes, right? So
exactly. Somewhere around there, yeah. All right, now it's time for Jack's Crackpot Theory of the Week. Are you ready for this, Jack?
I am so ready. And
all right.
This is going to be, I would say, the crackiest crackpot theory
okay.
I've ever had, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Not really, but do
it's,
you ever?
It's late.
Okay, all right. All right. Well, let me get my drumming hands ready.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, so we had a great episode today.
Yes.
The Economist.
See.
Where we see Saeed working with Ben.
Mm-hmm. Huge, huge reveal.
Huge reveal. I was almost ready to say that the flat, well, the one where he shot the guy in the golf course, that's obviously a flash forward.
Okay.
I was going to say, I'm just not sure about the phone that Saeed threw away.
Uh-huh.
What year that came out. I was going to say that was a flashback. I'm going to say right now, I'm going on record as saying this, Saeed has been working with Ben the whole time.
Oh my gosh. Where do you get off saying Saeed's been...
Look at it. I haven't had a chance to go back and do the record. The
okay. All right.
He lost the boat with the stupidest plan in the world with Jen. Let's go off here and let's leave Sun on. He knew that Ben wanted that boat, right?
But he wanted to get off the island. He fixed the transceiver, remember?
He fixed the transceiver, but he had Locke sneak up behind and hit him in the head.
Well, he didn't have him do that.
Come on. He's a professional soldier and lets Locke sneak up behind him?
That's a bold claim,
sir. I'm telling you right now, that's what's happening.
But it just seems so off. Like, it set him up. It was a flash forward. He was a headhunter there, you know, a hitman.
Was that a flash forward?
Yes, that was a flash forward because he's talking about how he's one of the Oceanic Six.
In the golf course?
Yeah, so, and then it just continues that he's going after this next person.
I don't know.
He's going after the Economist.
I got to watch it again. I got to check, but I swear that Saeed, he's who's the only one that got caught in one of Daniel's traps?
Saeed
and Ben.
Yeah,
they're both working. They're working together.
Then why would Saeed torture Ben?
Part of the plan. Part of make it look good. Why did Ben go over there in the first place?
But that whole season, Saeed was so hell bent on torturing Ben, and that he was another.
Yeah, but that's part of the. That could have been part of the plan. Look at all the shots that Ben's taken this season.
Yeah.
Sawyer's beat him up and down, right?
Okay.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Jack beat him. He can take a punch.
Okay.
It's part of the deal. He heals quickly.
I don't know. I don't know about this.
He was in France for how long? A year? Was it a year? I don't remember.
We don't know the timeline.
And he didn't understand any of the French code? None of it?
I don't know. French code?
Language? French, Danielle's
transistor. Yeah.
He didn't understand any of it. I haven't, like I said, I didn't go back and check, but I'm telling you right now, it all makes sense now.
Okay.
Why would he? The only thing, other thing I think was he working for, because maybe Naomi is still, not Naomi, Nadia is still alive.
Uh huh.
And maybe he's sold his soul to the devil to find out where she's at.
Yeah.
Okay, that would probably be more realistic.
Yeah, to me, I'd find that more believable, but I guess.
But that's not crackpotty.
Okay.
This is, I'm telling you.
Okay, it's Saeed.
And people are going to say, well, how come he killed the guys on the beach? Well, he killed his commander in Iraq. He's done it before. And you know when it got set up?
He killed his commander in Iraq?
Yeah, when he let Nadia go free.
Oh, that's right. All right. I thought you were talking about when he tortured that one guy. Sorry.
No, he had no trouble torturing that guy either.
Well, he had
and
trouble.
And Kelvin, we know, was on the island, right?
Yeah.
And he set Saeed free with a wad of cash. Said, here, go back here. How do we know he didn't set him up to work for him then? I don't know. I pieced it all together.
Okay.
Saeed
all right.
Has been working with Ben the whole time.
All right, and that is
my crackpot theory of the week, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
Do you back me up on this one?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
Join the right. You want to be? You want
to? I can't join the revolution. I can't
join the. You want to be on the front and say I was with you the whole time?
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't
come back at the end of the season when we find out it's true and you go. You know what? I was with Jack the whole time.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I'm excited about this one.
Okay, I'm glad you're excited, but I can't follow you on this one, buddy.
Basically, it's one that I don't think anyone else is going to come up with.
Okay, so that's...
I won't get Ohio Dave on this one.
Okay.
So. But no, I'm sticking to it.
Okay, all right. Are you ready to close out the show, Jack?
I'm so ready.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, so that is our show for this Thursday.
Yes, outstanding.
If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with your last questions, comments, and or theories. Also, you can send us an email, lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our website, jandjack.com, with all important information related to the show, like our listener forum at lostpodcast.proboards2.com, or you can just click the link on jjack.com too. It's a lot of fun. A lot of our listeners there. Jack and I are there.
I'm there all day.
You can post your theories for not only us to check out, but also the listeners, and discuss the new episodes. Also, and anything you want. We also have a miscellaneous section too. We can talk about whatever you want to. It's a lot of fun. And come join the fun. We have over 2,500 listeners on there.
And they're all having a good time.
Yes, exactly. Also, if you'd like to help us out with our advertising endeavors, click the Wizard Media Survey link on our website, janejack.com, on the top right-hand corner, or click the link right now in the AAC feed. It's very quick, and it's been going really good so far. So thank you, everybody, that's been doing that.
Also, don't forget, we keep pushing this again, but we're going to keep doing it till March 15th. March 15th, our autism podcast, our 25-hour marathon podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan and Jen from The Transmission, Ralph from Darmalars.
Yes.
And we may have some other special guests lined up. When we, as soon as we find out, we'll let you know.
Yep.
Also, people, again, we'll say what we said on the last podcast. The, the extra Talk Shoe podcast will just be an extra podcast.
Yeah, it's not going to be part of the regular show.
It won't be part of the regular show, so don't worry, because people said they don't like the
Talk Shoe podcast.
Talk Shoe podcast. So don't worry, it's just going to be something extra we do so we can get some more people involved. Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, people won't be hurt that their calls aren't being played and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's one reason why we're doing it.
Yep.
Another reason why we're doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so anything else you'd like to say, Jack?
I can't wait for the next episode.
I know.
I am so ready.
Ben and Saeed working together, not like Jack thinks, but more in the flash forward.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I can't wait to go watch it again. I wish I had a chance to look at that phone before we recorded.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not really hip on the phones anyway.
Yeah,
you know. I need someone that's smart with the phones. So maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Okay, I won't say that's definitely. Remember, I didn't say it's definitely a flash.
Back
on that scene with Elsa. Is Elsa?
It's Elsa.
Okay, it's not, but he's been working with him the whole time.
All right.
I should go back and watch all the episodes.
Okay.
With Saeed, and he's a traitor.
All right, so.
He's not a torturer. He's a traitor.
On that note, hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.